in many areas of the country, certainly in Connecticut. It is primary election day today. And the part of note for me on primary election day is this is the opportunity that the registered party people, party members have to choose their candidates. Who do we think would be the person we want to represent our party going forward in the general election in November? So this is the part where, closer to the beginning of the process, the constituency gets to choose who it is they want to be their representative. And certainly the final election in November is the most important. But this election point right now is also important because it does determine who those candidates will be. So my recommendation to anybody who's registered to a party is to get out, figure out who you want to be on the forefront of your party, to be the party standard bearer, who you would want to see running in November, and move to have that person on the ballot. There's a couple of ways to look at how to set up primaries. You could vote for the person you think is best qualified, the person you'd want to see running in November, the person you'd want to see potentially win in the general election. The other piece of the puzzle could be you could vote for the person you think is most likely to lose in the general election to the other party. But either way, the point would be to get yourself involved in the system. If you are going to complain about things going forward, if you think that what they're doing in Washington or what they're doing in your state capital is not what you want done, then the answer is to get involved and do something about it. We have a participatory republic, a democratic republic, as a form of government, and really the choices are in the hands of the voters. But if you don't go and vote, then you're not going to get your choice and you're going to get what you get. So if you're interested at all in how things get done in the long run, you've got to be involved in the process. And part of being involved in that process comes down to today, primary election day. Figure out what you would like, how you want to shape the elections in November. Who are the candidates that most closely represent your ideals that you would like to see brought forward, or who least likely to win so that the other guy in the other party has a chance to win? Either way, it's involvement in the process. So the most important thing is that involvement. It is less important why you do something. It is just important that you do something, because if you're not involved, then not only shouldn't you not complain, but if you're not involved, you are part of the problem.